from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, Thanksgiving celebrations are getting underway, and for many, that includes making sure people in need get a hot meal today. Good afternoon, I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. We are seeing Thanksgiving generosity across the Bay Area today. Our coverage starts with KPIX 5's Justin Andrews at Glide in San Francisco.
Ooh, it's smelling good here in the Tenderloin. That's because volunteers are carving the turkey and the ham so hundreds of people can have a hot meal this Thanksgiving. Lengthy lines along Ellis Street in the Tenderloin Thanksgiving Day as hundreds wait for a meal. It's where you'll find Kim Barnes.
I'm not with my family, but I'm getting close to being my family, but they just like family being around here.
For 22 years, Mr. Barnes has been without, and the Glide Foundation and its volunteers have been right there.
It's part of the holidays. It's how we start off. It's how you start off and being able to, especially first thing in the morning, you can give back, help somebody else out that's not as fortunate.
Sean Johnson, a volunteer for decades. This year, it's different for him.
Like one thing I miss is when we used to be able to serve and they'd come through the line, you'd hand them that tray. And, you know, they look you in the eye and say thank you. And that's just that feeling that warms your heart that you know they appreciate it.
Organizers say today they'll be feeding more than 2,000 people and delivering meals to hundreds more in the Tenderloin and across San Francisco. Mayor London Breed right there and a few other city leaders were giving a helping hand and loading up a van. These volunteers began carving turkeys and hams before sunrise to make sure there's a hot meal and all the tasty sides.
All of them.
You like them all, huh?
I like them all.
For Mr. Barnes and hundreds of others to enjoy. And the Glide Foundation says they're hoping this hot meal this year and every year they've been doing this is actually a step toward a pathway out of poverty. In the Tenderloin, Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And today, hundreds of volunteers with the Salvation Army deliver thousands of meals to seniors who are homebound. KPIX 5, Jocelyn Moran shows us how it all came together.
Well, it is a whole effort to make this happen. Take a look here. Some volunteers grab these meals, pack the cars, while other volunteers drive the meals to seniors around San Francisco. This Thanksgiving tradition is still looking different than it did pre-pandemic. Instead of cooking the meals, the Salvation Army worked with a local catering business and delivered the meals. But nonetheless, hundreds of volunteers put on their vests, unloaded meals, packed them in cars, and knocked on doors. And heard gratitude in many voices.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
For volunteer Kalani Isabel, it's about giving back, knowing all too well what it means to have a meal for Thanksgiving.
When I was young, you know, my family used to be in need and Salvation Army was always there for us. Some Thanksgivings we didn't have much and, you know, Thanksgiving was hard for my mom.
This year, around 4,000 meals were set to be delivered.
When that senior citizen, that homebound individual is received by someone, that someone becomes family, becomes friends within that 1 minute in conveying a sense of love, thankfulness, gratitude, appreciation, giving them a sense of hope today.
Mark Hopper brought his daughter to volunteer along with him, a reminder of being thankful and giving back on Thanksgiving.
If you show that you want to be compassionate or empathetic towards people, you need to actually do it instead of just tell your kids.
In San Francisco, Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
And here's one way you can help our neighbors in need this holiday season. Donate your time or money to our Food for Bay Area Families Drive. You can check out kpix.com/give for more information.
And this Thanksgiving, we are pretty lucky in the weather department.
A bit chilly early on, but check this out. A live look across the Bay Area showing clear blue skies. Meteorologist Darren Peck has our Thanksgiving forecast.
And we're probably going to do that chilly part again tomorrow morning. But as far as today goes, from here on out, it's smooth sailing and daytime highs that will be a little above average for this time of year. In fact, we'll be near 70 for some of our warmer spots inland. If you hadn't already noticed, it's turning into a real nice day out there. Here's where it will end up. A couple of other numbers just to pick out more specifics on the Bay. We'll go to 68 in San Jose. We'll go to 69 today. Actually, we'll go to 63 in Vallejo. And just to look ahead to tomorrow morning's lows, it's going to be cold again. So that's your Friday morning for Thanksgiving. We'll look at the rest of the weekend in its entirety and, of course, the whole 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes. For now, guys, back to you.
In Oakland, the security guard who was shot and critically hurt while protecting a local TV news crew is now in stable condition at the hospital. A reporter from Cron Television was covering this mob-style heist that happened at Prime 356 Monday night. And just before 12:30 yesterday afternoon, an armed robbery crew pulled up on the 300 block of 14th Street. Witnesses tell us the gunman ordered the news crew and their guard to get on the ground. And it was a few moments later that shots were fired and the guard was hit. No one else was injured. And police are asking businesses and people who were in the area to check their surveillance video for any clues. There's also a $7,500 reward. KPIX crews have worked with that particular guard numerous times in the past. Our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, and let's take a live look at Union Square in San Francisco, where things are a little bit quiet this afternoon. But tomorrow is Black Friday, and there is some concern because in the last week, organized crime rings stole hundreds of thousands of dollars in merchandise from department stores and smaller businesses up and down the Bay Area, many times when those businesses were open, including a series of high-profile smash-and-grab robberies in Union Square last week. Today, the mayor is assuring people that it will be safe.
Right now, we got cleaning crews out there cleaning up the city. We have police officers and ambassadors all over the city, and really, we're prepared. We're prepared. We're going to be on high alert and making sure people have a great shopping experience.
A police and security present will also be heavy at Westfield Valley Fair Mall and across the street at Santana Row in San Jose. Armed guards fixed at store entrances. San Jose police parking their cars outside of stores and patrolling on foot, as well as parking their quad vehicles at both malls. Meantime, right now, a coalition of Bay Area district attorneys is working together to try to ensure harsher punishment for retail robberies. Back to you.
Thank you, Ann. As many families gather for their first Thanksgiving together in 2 years, health experts remind us COVID is still a concern. A new CDC forecast predicts U.S. COVID hospitalizations and deaths will be on the rise over the next few weeks. Cases are already on the rise in 24 states, and hospitalizations are up in 22. Health experts worry that until more people get their vaccine, new mutations have a chance to form.
This Delta variant spreads so easily, it is crowding out any other mutations right now, but there's certainly the chance for something worse. And our best protection against that is vaccinating not just the U.S., but also the rest of the globe.
The World Health Organization is meeting today to discuss a new variant. The B.1.1.529 has been found in South Africa, Botswana, and Hong Kong. Doctors say the variant carries mutations which may make it capable of avoiding immune responses. But they add that it's too early to know exactly how transmissible the variant may be.
Today, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden began their Thanksgiving with a visit to Coast Guard Station Branch near downtown Nantucket. They met with the troops there and earlier recorded a Thanksgiving message to the country.
As Joe and I have traveled this year, we have seen and been so inspired by the unbreakable threads that unite us all. Family and faith, kindness and compassion, a love for this country we call home.
You make us so proud every day to serve as your president and first lady. And from the Biden family to yours, happy Thanksgiving, God bless you, and may God protect our troops and their families.
And a look at New York City now, where the Thanksgiving Day parade was back in full swing after it was severely scaled back last year due to the pandemic. Marching bands were back on the streets of Manhattan, and there were spectators for the first time in 2 years. Balloons flew high once again. Traditional classics and new fan favorites, including Baby Yoda from the Mandalorian TV series. Thousands lined the streets to take part in the 95th annual parade.
We're both healthcare professionals. We've been in the trenches. We saw what it was like. So to see the smiles and the happiness and the excitement and the energy is just heartwarming.
I'm really happy to be here after last year's small but television only parade. And we're here, Pacey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Parade goers did not have to be vaccinated to attend, but there was a vaccine requirement for parade participants.